Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And as I've been waiting before the Lord, I've been praying for the needs of those who the Lord knows are going to be listening to this broadcast, and I've been asking God to touch you, and I feel the Lord would have me share this prophetic word. For yea, the Spirit of the Lord would say to you, hear the word of the Lord. You that are weary and are heavy laden, come unto me, for I will give you rest. You that have called upon me, know that I am God, and that I will set you free and cause your feet to be upon the pathway of holiness. Yea, I say to you, you that are weary, you that are heavy laden, behold, even this day, says the Lord, I hold you by my right hand. My outspread wings invite you to draw ever closer and nearer and to find your strength in my safety and in my peace. Yea, you who hunger and thirst after righteousness, did I not promise that you would be filled? Did I not promise that you shall comprehend all things, even the mystery of godliness? And my word cannot be broken, neither can it return to me void, nor remain unfulfilled, for the day of fulfillment is at hand for those who still hunger and thirst after righteousness. Yea, I would say to you that I have seen you as you've continued to ask, continuing to seek and to knock, and therefore the doors of righteousness are opening wide to you. I am the Lord your God, and I shall reveal deep and hidden mysteries to you that many have desired to know. Those things that shall be given to you shall cause your soul to be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and you shall rejoice for that, for how I shall deal with you. Many have sought for the blessings that I desired to give to you, but it is only to my chosen ones, my faithful ones, my obedient ones, that I shall give the power to overcome in all things, says the Lord. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, as I was waiting before the Lord, I felt drawn to the book of Revelation and to talk about the things that God says to the seven churches in that book. But before I do that, I'd like to share a passage of scripture found in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 1, a familiar passage, I trust. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And there are many reasons today why Christians have failed in so many areas of their lives. And in some cases, it's because they've been taught very strong teaching about man and his sinful nature, which is certainly true, spoke of his unworthiness and his unrighteousness and his weakness and his inability to please God, which all of those are very true in ourselves. But once we come to Jesus, there the truth, which is revealed in the pages of God's Word, and it is through Jesus, by Him and through Him, that we are made worthy through the process of salvation, not by our works, not by our own righteousness or goodness, but rather by faith in His righteousness and what He has accomplished through the atonement. Through His Word and through the Holy Spirit, we are sanctified and made worthy to receive all the glorious benefits of the new birth. There, it's not of works, lest any man should boast. And so there's been a great emphasis placed on salvation, but very little on the new birth that appropriates and physically imparts to man the cause and effect of salvation. While it's important to preach repentance and to live a life that is godly, holy, and pleasing to the Lord, seeking to follow the commands of the Word of God, yet we do not hear a lot of how we can be an overcomer, where we can actually live unto the Lord without practicing sin. And no one who loves God and is born of God will practice sin. And, you know, if you look back at many of the songs we've sung over the decades, it talks about that glorious time. We'll be in heaven. We'll be happy over there. We'll be at rest over there. We'll have victory over there. We'll be overcomers over there. We'll have peace over there when we all get to heaven. And everything is relegated to a future time. But beloved, now is where we need help. Jesus said to pray to the Father, our Father. Notice he said to pray our Father, not my Father, but our Father. And notice the tense that is used here. How great is our God who has made us joint heirs with Jesus Christ, heirs of God and joint heirs with our elder brother. Praise God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And of course, there will be no more failures when we get to heaven, but beloved, we need to be overcomers in this life. We don't have to wait for victory in heaven. We will have achieved the fullness of our salvation there, but the victory through Jesus is what we need to experience now. Romans 8, 13 and 14 says, the Apostle Paul writing, if you are living according to the flesh, you must die, but if by the Spirit you're putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Praise God. And in Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 35 through 39, let me read that. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Beloved, I'd like now to just go to the book of Revelation. The Lord had messages. He had warnings, he had rebuke, he had exhortations for those seven churches that are mentioned there, but he gives also tremendous, wonderful promises, such as abundant life and eternal life in the future, living bread and living water and powers and keys and protection and safety and fellowship and rest. And so I'd like to take just a little bit of time to look at those promises. Let's begin in that second chapter in Revelation. I want to read verses 1 through 7. And he was talking to the angel of the church of Ephesus. And he said, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And thou hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. Those are strong words. In verse 7, he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And he is talking about abundant life. Beloved, as we read the Word of God, we know that he has given us all things that pertain to life and to godliness. And Jesus said he came expressly not only to give us life, but life more abundantly. And he was referring to the life that we now live in the flesh. And so, beloved, there is abundant life that Jesus promises. He spoke here to the church of Ephesus. He said, I will give you to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. We will one day physically be able to do that, but we can partake of that spiritually right now. And let's go on in that chapter. He goes on to speak to the church of Smyrna. And he says, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and thy tribulation and poverty, but that thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And that promise, beloved, is for eternal life. So, beloved, whatever we have to go through in this life, we can be assured that as we continue faithful to the Lord, we will experience that eternal life that God has promised to us. Well, there are more promises. There are 7 pillars, if you will, and that makes me think of the 7 pillars of wisdom upon which she had founded her, established her temple that Proverbs speaks of, and that's another message. But for now, I see my time is drawing to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you so much for joining me, and I invite you, if you have prayer needs, the announcer in just a moment will give you our contact information. I want to thank you for joining me, and I assure you that every day you see in Partners, I thank God for you, I pray for you, as well as my radio family. And I am so grateful to the Lord for his faithfulness to all of us. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.